Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
On the PDQ Door telephone line this morning, the Republican nominee for governor of the state of Maine, Bobby Charles. Welcome back to our program, sir. What a crazy, crazy night.
Yeah, indeed it was, Rick. Plus, we, of course, got this extended drum roll of 9 days through ranked choice. Remarkable. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who worked on this. A new era is coming for this state, a state that really deserves leadership, accountability. You know, we could go through the list of things that people voted for, but it's really lower taxes, lower crime, get the nonsense out, fraud out, energy down, all those things. And, you know, I will say, on the one hand, it feels great to see hard work rewarded, and I think there are thousands and thousands of Mainers who are responsible for getting us to this point. But now we have work to do, and that's the way it works. We have a state to save, and I just want to thank every single, take a pause here to thank every single person who went out, who collected signatures in the dark of the, you know, winter days, who were out there knocking on doors and made all this really happen. This is not a one-man operation. This is a many hands makes light the load, and we lean in together to save the state. And that is exactly what we have to do now. This is a, you know, this is a moment of pause, but barely, because a new era lies before us. And it's what this showed me. When we won by more than 20,000 votes, I think the final count was 20,374 votes, we literally were only 558 votes shy of a final round win in the first round. The reality is Mainers are sick of what the insiders have done to our state, and they're done with it. And I think there's nothing better than to have a Hannah Pingree out there to basically be the poster child for everything that they have done to us and done wrong. And I think we're in a position now where we can look forward, and frankly, I expect we will lean in together hard again and into the wind, and we'll turn this state around.
I told Paul this morning, I even showed him the box in which you sent me a signed copy. Yep. Of Cherish America. The postmark on the... I saved the box, Mr. Charles, because the postmark on
Rick,
it...
Rick, you don't need to do that.
Well, I think it's important to point this out. The postmark on the box was January 1st, 2025. We had been inviting you on our program for at least 2 months beforehand as a regular contributor. You have been working toward this goal and now toward the general. You've been doing this for... a year and a half. Others entering the race in the past 6 months, maybe 5 months. You're playing the long game, sir.
I guess that's the way I've always run my life, Rick. I mean, I tell groups of kids, I tell adults, I remind myself that everything in life boils down to three steps. Envision it, believe firmly it can be done, and then work your tail off as if you are the only one responsible. And you and George and everybody on the show have been incredibly gracious. Long before this was even in the sights, you have been very gracious about allowing me to speak up about the things I thought could be fixed in the state. And it's really not so much we know what's wrong. We live it every day. It's about identifying the fixes, working as a leadership team to fix these things, and that's the way everything gets done in life. I mean, you do it yourself, but you also do it with a team traditionally, and nobody gets anywhere without other people. So it's, you know, my feeling is this has been a battle, but this is the battle, the first big win in a battle that is really the first battle of a war. And when we ultimately get there, we are going to have so much work to do. This state has been so betrayed, Rick. We are in a moment right now where the hard work gives us the opportunity. It's like, I don't know, winning the Olympic trials. It gives us the opportunity now to win and finally put this state back in shape. And there is no mission in my life that will, this is the mission of my life. I am determined that with what God has given me and given all of us in this state, we have the ability, it is in our power to turn it around. And this is the beginning step of turning it around.
And you've done it with some fiscal prudence, as I understand. And to explain this, I need to ask you to confirm. Your opponents in this primary outspent you, I think it's 70 to 1. Correct me on that.
That is true. I mean, you can go and count the various things that we count, but by one pretty credible estimate relating to television time and everything else, we were wildly outspent. And, you know, whether it was 70 to 1 or 50 to 1, but that's the 70 to 1 number is the one number that one calculation made it look. And so I looked at it and I thought, you know, this is, again, maybe I say it too much, but I do feel very often like the Jimmy Stewart character in all this. I am, from either It's a Wonderful Life or Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I am just a guy that grew up in the woods. I was very, very fortunate in life because people looked after me. A lot of them, the World War II vets. A lot of them, just family, my mother who raised us largely. And at the end of all that, you're right back where you began. I live here in the woods about a mile from where I grew up. But what happened? I was given tools that now allow me to come to help the state that I love and to pay forward many of those things that were given to me early on. So the Jimmy Stewart character never has any extra money, and the Jimmy Stewart character never has anything but heart and effort, and that's the way I define my life, is heart and effort.
Republican for Governor Bobby Charles, let me ask, does it matter who comes to the Unity Breakfast tomorrow?
I think the majority, if not everybody, will come, and I think the reason is, honestly, Rick, we Republicans are different. We look at the world as in a way that involves calling up our higher angels. It's just how we look at the world. I think broadly. I mean, I know all these people. They are good hearts who ran good campaigns, who care very, very deeply about the future of this state. The Democrats just want to get in there, consolidate power, and keep going with the stuff that they've been doing to, not for, Mainers. Republicans aren't like that. We are made of something different. We are made of a mission focus. I'm not saying everybody comes with the same passion, but my feeling, and it's been true in civilian and entertain, you know, things I've done, civilian life, it's been true public-private, it's been true military. We come to the table, Rick, with the idea that if there is a problem to be fixed, please put me in the game. That's what motivated everybody in this race. Please, coach, put me in the game. And the coach is the people of the state. And honestly, every one of us in that mix, and I'm not blowing smoke. I've left messages for or got messages from and talked to everybody, got a nice message from Ben this morning. We are in this mission to fix the state. And that's, God knows, it's a calling, but I think it's a calling that all of us believe in.
That's encouraging what you just said. And both Paul Wolf and I looked at each other through. We were like dogs that just heard the dinner bell that Ben sent you a message this morning.
This is a group of honorable people. And I just need to tell you, from Ben down through the list, you know, all the way to people that you might not expect. David Jones and I a couple days ago had a great conversation, and I think the gravamen of this, the center of it, the source of the radiating light is that all of us came to this battle because we see a state in peril. We see a state that desperately needs leadership, team leadership. I come back to that old adage that many hands makes light the load. A governor may be a governor, but the reality is that no one individual changes things. It is a team that changes things. This is a state that I've often said from my earliest days that the town I grew up in of 500 people was really honestly like an extended family. When something great happened, we all celebrated. When something bad happened, we were all there together. The state of Maine is the same thing, just writ large. We are unusual in this union of states that we call the United States. We are small enough to actually care about each other, believe we can affect the future. And I personally think everybody in that group, and I've talked with a number of them, I mean, honestly, almost all of them, and they care about the future of the state more, honestly, more than I think they care about themselves. And that is the mark of real leadership.
A listener wants us to ask if you have indeed. He told us he did talk with you. A listener wants confirmation that you've been talking, perhaps, or heard from Owen McCarthy.
Absolutely. Yes. Owen and I, my God, the other night we might have had a 45-minute or hour-long conversation. Owen has incredible ideas. Listen, I respect everybody who steps up. Look at my book, Cherish America, and look at who the dedication is to. It is to, although it's also to my mother, it is to those who step up. every one of the Republicans in this race, and Owen is a brilliant, brilliant guy, and a dogged defender of Maine and of the future.
Yeah,
every one of them stepped up. And I think it's incredible, and I think we have an incredible future ahead of us.
See, I'm holding up the book through the bulletproof glass so Paul can see it. Exactly. Dedicated to those who step up and to my mother. Is your mother still with us?
She's not. But she is the living embodiment of someone who stepped up.
Yeah.
Multiple difficulties in life and actually ended up being a... I mean, look, my siblings and I are the reflection of her the way that many of us are the reflection of a good parent. And you know what? That means that we owe it forward. And that's why I'm doing this, and that's why a lot of us step up.
Yep. Last question then. What is Mom looking down from heaven on you? What's she saying this morning?
She's saying something along the lines of, I always told you good hard work paid off, and Bobby, now go fix the state. I love you.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.